I'm just going to kind of go through some things real quick, if you guys don't mind. This VBS was awesome, and like I said, give credit where credit is due. The people that were putting everything together and building everything, they're just amazing. And I urge you guys, if you've never came to VBS or to Halloween or anything like that that we're doing, I urge you to come and look at what the kids are doing. These are your young people that are building this. And I don't know if you saw all the sets, like the rocks falling and all that other kind of stuff and pillars falling. Amazing stuff. All right. Now, let's get into something real quick. I just want to discuss, because I think we're having a huge battle right now in the world. And it's for your children and your grandchildren. All right? Your friends' children and grandchildren. All of your families. See, because sitting right across the aisle from you, there's people that have children and grandchildren. And the fight is going on. I don't know if you noticed in that song, it says, I pray in the fight and I watch it turn. We've got to learn how to pray in the fight. But first of all, we have to know one simple thing. The world is saying who Christians are. The world is saying who you are. And the world is trying to build who your children are. So the only way that we can do that is we'll go to the Word of God real quick, and we'll just see what's going on. There's a passage in Matthew, and it's whenever, I guess, the Pharisees are trying to trap Matthew, right? I mean, trying to trap Jesus, and they're sitting there, and they're going, hey, what's going on? If you're like the way you are and you're who you say you are and all this other kind of stuff, are we supposed to pay taxes? Jesus said like this, and I'm just going to do the Paul version, Gaskin paraphrased. All right? And it's basically this. Here we go. All right? Jesus said, hey, yo, flip me the coin. Let me see it. And then, so they zip the coin over to him. He catches it and brings it down. He goes, whose image is on the coin? And then they said, Caesar's. And he made it really simple, because he had already told him. He said, you hypocrites, you're trying to trap me right now. Right? He knew what they were doing. So he grabbed a hold of that coin and he said, now whose picture's on this coin? And they said, it's Caesar's. It's stamped in there. It's imprinted. And then he goes, I can see him just kind of going, flipping that coin back to him, and they catch it. And he goes, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, but give unto God what is God's. What he was saying was something simple that was said in Genesis. He said he made us in his image. So he is stamped inside of us, on us. It's really simple. Give unto Caesar what is Caesar's, but give unto God what is God's. And he's saying, us. Give unto God what is God's. Church, we've got to get to giving back to God what is God's. And it's us. And I don't know if you can spell us without you. For the people in the back, I don't know if we can spell us without you. They got cheap seats up there. Just saying. I remember Pastor Clark used to say, if you sit in the balcony, you're about to go out the door. I'm just trying to be real. I'm just saying. Just kidding. Guys, we've got to get back to just the basics. We shouldn't have, I'm just, I, you don't mind me going here, do you, Pastor Steve? You sure? We don't have to have cowbell songs. Ding a ding. Oh, that's my favorite song! I can worship now. We don't have to have that. We don't have to have that. We don't even have to have any music to worship. Today is a celebration. Because there were young people that gave their life to Christ last week. There were young people that rededicated their lives to Christ last week. And there were adults that sat in the back that heard the word of God last week. And it kept happening over and over every night. It didn't stop. The gospel was being preached every single night. And people were giving their life to Christ every single night. So guys, I'm just going to give you a hint. It's not just a Sunday thing. It's when we're witnessing and being a witness. And when we're empowered, that Acts 1:8, when we're empowered with the power of the Holy Spirit to be His witness. That's where we're supposed to be. I'm just going to tell you one thing, and this is going to be short and sweet today, all right? You guys ready? Matter of fact, I better get it out so I can just kind of look at it and just make sure that I don't lessen it. Billy Graham said this. He said, the closer we get to Christ, the more sinful or convicted we are going to feel. He said, anyone who is truly being stirred by the Almighty will feel more conviction of their own sin in their lives. Even Peter said in the Bible, he said, Lord, please depart from me, for I am a sinful man. Believe it or not, the very fact that you would feel guilty and are convicted about it is a sign that you're spiritually alive. Let me read that one more time. Believe it or not, the very fact that you feel guilty and are convicted about it is a sign that you are spiritually alive and not spiritually dead. I pray, and this is not Billy Graham, this is me. I pray for the ones that are not feeling convicted in their hearts. While you're being stirred at the time that you receive this free gift called salvation, remember that salvation was free, but it wasn't cheap. It cost God His very Son. So, I just want to make sure that we understand. There's a lot of things that we've been maybe kind of laying at the altar and then picking back up whenever we leave. A lot of things. As a matter of fact, if we're truly giving them at the altar of God, our hands would keep getting burned because they're supposed to be consumed by the very fire of God. I think a lot of times we have got, I guess we're putting things or not really truly laying things at the altar. We're actually nurturing them as pets and we're feeding them. So we've got to get away from that, right? We've got to get away from that. And guys, I'm here to tell you today just that I want this church to understand one simple principle. The basics of what you saw up there, the childlike faith that was sitting up there, that you were smiling and you were laughing and you were watching them as they were twisting and some of them maybe even fell a little bit and everything like that. But it brought something back to your heart and it was called joy. See, I'm just going to go on a semantic here real quick. Happiness, everybody wants happiness. God never promised us happiness. As a matter of fact, happiness comes from the word happening. In other words, something has to happen in order for you to be happy. Big grown adults, I'll tell you this. You're happy when you buy that brand new truck or car. You're not happy when that coupon book comes that says you got to pay for it. Does that make sense? Right? But man, you feel some joy when it's paid off, though, don't you? Guess what? Jesus paid it all. Not your truck or car. Okay? Jesus paid it all. For that simple fact, we should have so much joy. We should have so much peace, even when turmoil is going on around us and it's crazy. We should still have peace. We should still have joy. Is that making sense? Everybody got that? Yes or yes? Okay, I'm just making sure. It's really simple. Back to the basics. Childlike faith. Start being a Berean. Start grabbing a hold to the Word. Start believing the Word. Could you imagine? I just want everybody in here to know one simple thing. There's an old saying. It's really old. But one day, somebody's going to actually pick up a Bible and believe everything in it and embarrass us all. Guys, I believe that if we get back to the basics, just the basics, and then we come back to a house of prayer, we come back to being filled with the Holy Ghost, right? And I don't know if you guys know this or not, but if we're being filled with the Holy Ghost, you know, I've seen a lot of people that say, you know, if you're filled with the Holy Ghost, then you're spilling over on other people, right? Well, if you're holy, it just spills out anyway, right? It says for the Lord, the Lord tells us to be holy and follow Him as He's holy, right? So if we're holy, there's natural things, you know, it's going to pour out. If we're living a life of holiness, right? So I'm just asking you guys one simple thing. And I'm not trying to go crazy here on it. And you can, whatever that music is, that's good. We can go ahead and go here. I'm asking right now that us as a church, come back to the Father. Repent. Don't say, I'm sorry. Sorries are useless whenever it's a revolving door. Repent. Call out to the Father. Say, Lord, here I am. Take all of me. There used to be a huge thing whenever I was young here at the church back in the 70s. It was all about, oh, I got the Holy Spirit. I got the Holy Spirit. I don't think it's that much like that. I think it's more, how much does He have of you? Not how much you have of Him. Does He have you? So I'm asking right now, as a church, can we just take a minute and just ask, Father, if there's anything inside of me that's not pleasing to You, take it from me. Just take it from me. Is that okay? Can we do that? If you guys don't mind, we'll just stand up.